Alistair Burt is a British Foreign Office Minister responsible for the Middle East and the Gulf.
We're obviously very distressed at this attack on British Embassy staff, but it emphasises the danger of the work that some of our diplomats do when they're caught up in situations such as this. But it's a despicable and entirely unwarranted attack.
The Foreign Office says five employees of the British Embassy were travelling in the convoy that was hit by a rocket. One staff member was injured, along with another three civilians. No one has taken responsibility for the attack, but Burt says it's likely to be the same group that carried out a suicide attack against the British ambassador in Yemen 6 months ago. The Yemen wing of Al-Qaeda claimed responsibility for that attack. VOA asked Burt if the latest attack would alter Britain's work in Yemen.
No. It makes us very conscious of security and issues such as that, but our work and the work of the embassy will go on.
Yemen specialist Rodney Wilson of Britain's Durham University says Britain has long been a target for terror attacks in Yemen. He says Wednesday's attack is only one incident in an ongoing story.
Britain's a target partly because it's seen as a colonial power in the past, but also they're portraying it that essentially it's anti-Islamic and it's an enemy of Islam, and obviously we've got a lot of Islamic radicals in Yemen.
He says counter-terrorism measures in Yemen have been stepped up since the end of last year. In December, Al-Qaeda's Yemen wing claimed responsibility for a failed plot to blow up a US-bound flight. But Wilson says ridding the country of terrorists is a major challenge.
Essentially, this very fragmented country. Government has problems basically controlling anything beyond the capital. Also, it's a very poor country. It faces many challenges in terms of its economic development. It's just a very difficult environment to be waging a campaign against terrorists.
Britain was not the only Western power under threat in Yemen. A gunman has shot and killed a Frenchman at the Austrian oil and gas company OMV near Sana'a. Saleh Hennessy for VOA News, London.